why we might need nonlinear components, types of nonlinear components, different ways of getting nonlinear components and which ones suck less, and then this notion of how to choose what component you're going to use, which isn't really hard at all. Linear models do a very good job of capturing or approximating most of the relationships between quantitative variables that we study. There are several notable exceptions. Study of skills acquisition or other accrual tasks often show initial learning is slow in earlier trials, then picks up. Other studies show that learning rates seem to reach a point of diminishing returns, or if you run the study from no experience through lots of experience, you get both. Depending upon the novelty of the learning task and the number of trials examined, we may get these three different pictures of learning, none of which are just linear. Modeling these nonlinear relationships has taken two major forms. One is actually fitting the mathematical function of the relationship. We won't be doing that. That's at least really good multinomial algebra up through way cooler stuff. Or including nonlinear terms into linear regression. Literally asking if there's a linear relationship between the criterion and a nonlinear transformation of the predictor. Everything in multiple regression is linear. We have linear transformations, multiplicative, linear combinations, we add stuff up, right? But what we can do is put nonlinear terms into the model that are then linearly transformed and linearly composed. This is very similar to what we did with trend analysis in ANOVA. So the most common nonlinear terms, and the ones we'll cover here, is the quadratic term. A U-shaped quadratic and an inverted U-shaped quadratic. You can do cubic and quartic and quintic, but there's very little theorizing about five-humped curves. Okay? So if we can get you to understand the quadratic, we'll satisfy most of your needs and set you up for if you need more. The most common way of including a quadratic term into a linear regression model is to construct a new variable that is a square of the original variable. You include the square term in the model, you determine if it adds anything to the model. So you can have a test of the B of that nonlinear term, or you can do an F test of the R square change. Remember, they're the same. Asking if a predictor contributes to the model is the same thing as throwing that model out and seeing if the model hurts. A positive B means a U-shaped quadratic component. A negative B means an inverted U-shaped quadratic component. And there's a couple ways of thinking about this. What do I do with these markers? The easiest way that most people get started is to remember to look at the right-hand side of the curve. If we look at the right-hand side of the curve, it looks like that. That looks positive, and yes, U-shaped is positive. If we look at the right-hand side of the curve, looks like this. That's negative. Yes, a negative regression weight means an inverted U-shaped quadratic component. What it really means is this. A positive regression weight for a quadratic term means that as we go from small values of x to large values of x, the regression slope becomes more positive. So as we keep moving across, as x goes up, the xy relationship becomes more positive. Does that make sense? And for a negative regression weight for a quadratic term, as the value of x goes up, the weight becomes more negative. Either one will do. The one is thinking about it pictorially. The other interpretation is thinking about a nonlinear component as a kind of interaction, how the relationship between x and y depends upon the value of x. That'll work. Either one will work just fine.